Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Lake Metegoshi is the best lake in North Dakota. How's that for a provocative, are you kidding me way to begin? What's on your mind, ladies and gentlemen? And I may be influenced by my surroundings because I'm in Botno as we speak. And this is my second trip to this fine city in the last year or so. And, you know, I've been bit by the bug of Lake Metegoshi. It's just one beautiful lake. And also, as I made the drive from Kildare on up to Botno, yesterday, summer's underway. I mean, it's not every April we had summer. In fact, I posted a photo last night on Facebook. Facebook does this thing now where they give you here's where you were 2 years ago. I don't know how they just pick a time, but and a photo popped up of the state capitol at the waning hours of the last legislative session, and there was a rally planned, and I'd been up there the night before the rally was planned, and I was just posting a beautiful photo of the state capitol. Reminding folks that this big rally on all the pro-life legislation that had happened in the last session was going to happen the next day. And there's all this snow, and it was freezing, and they were talking about moving the thing inside of that. How about that? I'm driving beautiful, country here, and I stopped and had a bite to eat in Riverdale, of course, right on the shores of Lake Sakakawea, not far from Garrison Dam yesterday. And I love Riverdale. It's a neat little town. And I started thinking, what's the best lake in North Dakota? So, I was sort of swinging towards the Sakakawea when I was down there in Riverdale, but by the time I got up here, I said, no, it's definitely Lake Metegoshi. So I sincerely want to know. I'm in a summer mode. The weather's nice. And so if you have a vote or a pushback on my vote, they call this the best little secret in North Dakota. Isn't that the best kept secret in North Dakota? So it shouldn't be a secret. And I sort of put Sakakawea and Devil's Lake in different categories in that they're the monster lakes, big fishing lakes. Versus what I consider the lake life that I grew up with, which was not a monster lake, but a cabin, and you did things all year long, and, you know, that to me is lake life, you know. You know who your neighbors are, and, you know, every summer you have all these great little traditions you do. That to me is kind of a cool little lake life. So you let me know whether you agree or disagree on my assertion that Lake Metegoshi is North Dakota's best lake today. There's where we're going to start. On an Are You Kidding Me edition of the program we call What's On Your Mind. Why are we in Botno, North Dakota? Well, we're here because this is where our What's In Your Town tour idea really started. We were here a little over a year ago, and we came up here to just go to Botno for the first time and meet some folks and find out what was happening here. And it really sparked the concept with us on the program that North Dakota is often, thought of as Bismarck and Minot and Fargo and Grand Forks, right? People think that's North Dakota. But North Dakota really is small towns and the character that is built on small town living. And so that's why we put together a little deal with our friends at Cloverdale, as well as RV Communications. And Marvin Windows is up there in Grafton with their location, as well as Teddy's Residential Suites out there in Watford City and in Newtown. And started a tour. And so at least once a month, sometimes a couple times a month, we're in different small towns in North Dakota. And Botno's where it all began, and we're back to tell you the story of Botno today. We're going to meet some folks from the community here, and including a place that supposedly, Todd, has the best damn burger in North Dakota. That's what they say right on their T-shirts.
Whoa.
Sorry to swear, but that's what it says right there on their T-shirts.
Well, I mean, you're just reading the shirt.
And as you know,
does it have a picture of a beaver on it at least?
that would soften it up a little bit, right? Then we could take the edge off there. As you know, between burgers and the best piece of pie, it's something that you know we're always looking for. So we're gonna test that theory out today at lunch.
All right.
From Herbal's Dairy-O.
We expect a report.
Yeah, and they say Herbal's Dairy-O. I don't know what that O on the end is. But I'm kind of liking it. I'm thinking.
Well, it's catchy, right?
Hey, Tato, how are you? You know, we could do a
Scotto.
We could do a Scotto thing. So I'm liking that. I'm thinking that's okay. So anyway, more on that. We're at Security State Bank in Botno today. And State Bank of Botno. Sorry, I don't know why I always say Security State Bank. SBB is what gets me. State Bank of Botno is where we're broadcasting from. And they have a beautiful new location. It's opening in June. Pat Arntz, the president, going to tell us about that here at the State Bank of Botno. So we're downtown now for the broadcast today, but soon they'll be out on the strip. So we're going to talk with the folks from the State Bank of Botno today on the program. And we're also going to tell you about the Dirty Girls Car Wash. And Todd, just keep it clean. Don't even.
Wow, you're just a big mouth of filth today, aren't
don't
you?
Don't even go there. I know
what
you're
doing. The best hamburger, now what again?
It's sort of like when you say the PMS Morning Show. People instantly know the name.
Phil
knows.
And Mark Show.
I know.
Nobody
Phil
knows what that is. It's Mark Phil and Mark Show.
Show. So it's same thing with the Dirty Girls Car Wash. It's about keeping your car clean. And we're going to. Okay. I love that, though. And there's innovative.
It is cute.
Yeah. You know, entrepreneurship alive and well in Botno, North Dakota. So other than that, we have just time to chat with you today on the program about what's on your mind, and we're looking forward to that as well. And we are going to chat with Rob Poor of the Saving Blog, who covered last night a really contentious meeting at the University of North Dakota. There's a battle brewing between state government, specifically the president of the student government there, and the administration. And the administration and one Board of Higher Ed member was firing back yesterday at the president of the student government there, which just seems a little childish. But there's a pending no-confidence vote coming possibly sometime this weekend against President Kelly there. What's it all about? Tuition rates and communication between students and faculty, and or I guess students and administration. So we're going to get into that a little bit today on the program, too. Here's how you join us, 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550, studio@whatsonyourmindradio.com to email us. Another story we're following out of the state legislature, and there's a lot in the 11th hour, is the Senate yesterday killed an income tax cut. All right? Now, my question for our audience is, okay, is that prudent given the fact that revenues are down and, you know, they're trying to tighten the belt, or is it make you mad? Because what gets cut first? Tax relief, right? Now, it's still alive over in the House, but the Senate has killed it, and I want to talk a little bit about that today on the program as well. So those are a couple of things, and there's a few other things in the news that have certainly caught our attention we'll be chatting about as well. We, fortunately, have a wonderful opportunity here to be welcomed to Botno by the head of the Economic Development Corporation here. The director, Dina Defoe, is here. We met Dina last time we were up here, heads up the Economic Development Corporation of Botno. Dina, nice to see you.
Thank you. Thank you for coming today. We're so grateful that you're here and that we have a chance to talk about all the great things going on in Botno.
See, we want to remove this best-kept secret in North Dakota deal, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah, but by the time we're done, that'll no longer be the case.
Absolutely.
We need more folks to come on up. What do you want people to know about Botno County?
Well, I think the first thing about Botno County is it's a growing community. You know, sometimes when folks have an idea of what a small rural community is, a lot of times they think of an older population. And Botno is growing. It has young families coming back to the area. You know, we ask young families, hey, why are you interested in coming back here? And a lot of times it's about quality of life. But I think it's also about all of the services that Botno has to offer and recreational opportunities. So it's a beautiful community to live in. And it's very vibrant. So,
you know, this might be one of the smaller towns in North Dakota for sure, and maybe even nationally, that has a Walmart. And I know Walmart isn't the first thing you talk about when you talk about economic development, right? I mean, it's retail, and it's, you know, not exactly that primary sector job that necessarily is the pay wage and everything else. But it's also a convenience thing, and you're a long ways from a lot of places. And I think a good example of how you're able to recruit kind of some major national brands. So that's pretty cool.
Absolutely, and they are getting ready to do an expansion. So, it you know, even the retail sector is growing here.
And there's a Shopko across the street. So,
yes.
Yeah, and a lot of hometown local businesses that sell things that would compete with Walmart. So they're coexisting. It isn't like they've come in and been the 800-pound gorilla either. That's a good sign of a vibrant economy.
Absolutely.
Yeah. How about the recreation side?
Well, on the recreation...
Is that the big draw for Botno?
I think it's one of the largest draws. I know when I moved here, that was one of the largest draws for our family, as we considered. So we've lived in Botno about 3 years, And
you escaped Oklahoma. That's good for you.
Yeah. Yeah. And one of the biggest draws was, number one, the beauty of the community itself and all of the surrounding recreational opportunities. So we've got Botno Winter Park, which has a fantastic, ski hill. I have twin boys that are 10, so it's great for them to learn how to ski and get their legs under them in that respect. Fantastic hockey opportunities. Lake Metegoshi is used year-round. You know, you talk ice fishing, kids playing hockey on the lake during the winter, as well as using Botno Arena. So there's just a wide variety. And then, of course, in the summer, as you said, everybody's getting in summer mode. So everyone's ready to hit the lake and to get out there and just really enjoy all the beauty of Botno County.
It is beautiful. It really is. No question about it. There's mountains here. There's not mountains in a lot of places in North Dakota.
Absolutely. Yeah, one of the few.
Yeah, exactly right. All right. Thank you so much for welcoming us and appreciate it very much.
Thank you.
You bet. Dina Defoe, the director of the Botno EDC. When we come back, challenge me, if you would, or submit another name. What's the best lake in North Dakota? 800-228-0550. This is What's on Your Mind.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Welcome to Soybean Minute with Diana Biedelsbacher.
April is National Soy Foods Month. No matter your taste preference, there is a soy food option to help you maintain a healthy, balanced lifestyle. Packed with high-quality protein, soy foods are an excellent option to keep your family energized and satisfied all day long. Soy foods contain fewer calories, less saturated fats, and little to no cholesterol, making them a very healthy choice for you and your family. Soy foods are easy to prepare and simple to incorporate into your favorite dishes. From soy milk and soy snacks to meal options such as soy burgers, edamame, and tofu, you will definitely find a soy food choice that is both healthy and delicious. To help you start cooking today with soy, contact the North Dakota Soybean Council for free recipes or log on to ndsoybean.org.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
First International Bank and Trust knows that dreams make life worth living. So let's dream. Let's worry less about money. Let's have more moments being in the moment. Let's live first. With free checking and convenient online and mobile banking, you can focus on things that money can't buy.
Happy birthday!
Open an account today at livefirstmobile.com. Member FDIC.
Scott Hillen here to tell you about my pals at S&S Motors in Watford City. I bought a great truck, got a great deal. You can too. They have clearance pricing every day at S&S Motors, Watford City. Internet specials every day at snsmotorsinc.com. Call Brent or Tim. They'll take care of you. Pre-owned 4x4, great deals. New Fords and Chevys too, and they'll bring it to you. Full service shops with four techs that can handle any and all of your repairs and vehicle maintenance. Just call Sonia, 701-444-2341, online snsmotorsinc.com, SNS Motors, Watford City.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Suggestion for stopping and slowing down the police shooting unarmed citizens that we pass the Barney Fife law. They get one bullet and they got to keep it in their pocket until they need it. Thank you. Have a great day.
You know, Here's what I really struggle with on that issue. And this came up yesterday. Remember the caller who called and said, hey, let's compare the firearm misuse, if you will, of law enforcement versus Joe average citizen out there, right? When Cameron from Bismarck started that whole debate about, you know, the gun issue. Remember that yesterday, Todd?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I was listening to the replay last night on the way up here. And I took his point because there have been some high-profile cases. But I bristle a little bit at this idea that somehow that's the norm, right? We hear about this. And I think the latest one is reserve officer that used, you know, his real gun rather than the taser, right? And, you know, it's an idiotic move, but it, you know, it's an accident, right? And, you know, but to paint every law enforcement officer out there with that, or same thing with the latest, uproar over the, the officer shot ran away down in Charleston, North Charleston, I guess. Same deal there. To paint every officer out there with that, really, I bristle at that. I really do. And I think, we shouldn't go to pile on. I would, however, say that I think the argument from the caller yesterday has some bearing on this whole idea of whether or not we can trust Joe Average Citizen with their guns. And there's still a debate brewing on our Facebook page over this. Tony Bender has started a little firestorm when we were talking about where you should be able to bring a weapon if you have a concealed carry permit. And that was our discussion on yesterday. And Tony posted something to say, well, maybe after the sermons we can have people, shooting their guns in approval of, well, first of all, churches aren't involved in this latest change, although, again, there is a program under which you can bring your weapon into a church if the, you know, church knows about it. It's a part of a program that's out there, but it's not part of this legislation. And I pointed that out to him, and he said, well, I'm a Second Amendment person, but guess what? Whenever you say I'm a Second Amendment person, but what follows is generally going to be a reasonable argument. Because if you have to say but, then what's coming?
Yeah, exactly.
Is, wait a minute.
That's like saying, I'm not racist, but, well, then you know what's coming up is going to be.
Anyway, he says, Scott, I'm not an advocate of the Second Amendment, but don't see the sense in allowing guns at political rallies. I'm sure Gabby Giffords would agree. Robert Kennedy, George Wallace. No, so sure I want liquor addled concert goers packing heat either. You know, there again. That says concealed carry weapon holders adult, okay? And that they're somehow going to lose control at some political rally and pull up, you know, what happened on Gabby Giffords. Or, for that matter, at a concert. Here's the point where I think Tony Bender and most of those that disagree with the Second Amendment miss. And that is, you know, the perps in the Gabby Giffords, Robert Kennedy, George Wallace case aren't going to follow a law anyway. They're nuts. They're beyond belief. So what you're doing is preventing law-abiding citizens from potentially being in a position to help in a situation like that. You know, you're rationalizing. You're putting the good guys in the bad camp. That's what I think is really wrong with that debate. And I do worry a little bit about that part of the debate as well. You know, to the caller's point. Hey, law enforcement are the ones that are messing up here. They're the ones, a couple of high-profile cases you're hearing about, but don't put all in law enforcement in that camp, in my view. But you also can keep it in perspective to say, you know, law-abiding citizens sometimes are just as equipped to handle this as anybody else. Anyway, appreciate the call. 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. It is a Friday, and we generally throw out an Are You Kidding Me edition of What's on Your Mind on Friday. Since we're in Botno for our What's in Your Town tour, I thought I would provoke a debate, and maybe because, we don't have a large amount of people ready to lynch me, that we agree with this, that Lake Minnegoshi is the best lake in North Dakota. Is it? I think it's hard to argue with. A little bit of a debate on our Facebook page on this, but you tell me what you think. 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. And maybe you're not equipped to answer because you haven't seen it. You haven't lived it. You haven't been here. Well, that's a problem, too. And part of what we're trying to fix today on the program. So get on up here and then weigh in. 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. Jamie says, I'm always a fan of Metagoshi. But I may be just voting for it because it's 5 miles from my home. Lots of summer fun in this area. Well, good. We need homers, too, Jamie. That's okay. Adam says, it used to be Brewer Lake until a few jerks ruined it for everyone by setting fire to one side of the lake and nearly burning down the campgrounds. I admit I have not visited many North Dakota lakes, though. That's sort of the point of this, right? Can you think of anything better than just sort of going on a quest to find your family's favorite lake in North Dakota? Lake Upsilon says, Rick. On the Waccapaw Game Management Area, Turtle Mountains west of St. John, North Dakota. All right. There's one. Rob says, Metagoshi is really fantastic. I haven't been there in a long time. Time to go back. Marianne says it has to be Metagoshi. So we're gaining a little steam on this front as well. Lance, Steele County, what's on your mind today? You're next on the program.
Yeah. Good morning. It just so happens last night on Facebook, somebody posted a graph of police interaction and shootings and all this stuff. And in the millions of interactions per year with people, whether it be moving violations or, you know, everything involving the police and people, the amount of interactions that have an actual problem caused by the cops, I think it was like 0.0039%.
Thank you.
So,
exactly.
Yeah, I mean,
you hear about them. You know, this will make some people bristle, but you know, there are I have Catholic priest friends who tell me to this day they go into a restaurant and have people look at them like they're some kind of a pervert. And the percentage would be about identical, maybe even a less to what you just described on Catholic priests who offend, right? I mean, it's an infantile percentage. It's lower than Protestant ministers, believe it or not. It's way lower than the general public. But guess what?
Right.
Because of a political agenda against the church, it's, you know, now that is no way defending the perverts that did it and the horrible individuals that will have to account for that. But same point, Lance, right?
Right, right. Well, having the name Lance, almost every creep in a movie is Lance. They're never a nice guy, and it's just, I'm such an angel, I can't believe it.
I did not know that. I did not know that the Lance was the bad guy name of choice, so I guess I'll have to pay a little closer attention.
It's surprising how many times it's come up. Oh, and I got another quick story about North Dakota and TV.
All right, hang on 1 second, Lance. We're up against the break, but okay. I want the TV story, so just hang on through the break. We're in Botno today for the What's in Your Town tour. More of your calls welcome, 800-228-0550. Lance the Creep when we come back. No, he's an angel. That's right. Stay tuned.
You're listening to the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Welcome to Soybean Minute with Diana Biedelsbacher.
April is National Soy Foods Month. No matter your taste preference, there is a soy food option to help you maintain a healthy, balanced lifestyle. Packed with high-quality protein, soy foods are an excellent option to keep your family energized and satisfied all day long. Soy foods contain fewer calories, less saturated fat, and little to no cholesterol, making them a very healthy choice for you and your family. Soy foods are easy to prepare and simple to incorporate into your favorite dishes. From soy milk and soy snacks to meal options such as soy burgers, edamame, and tofu, you will definitely find a soy food choice that is both healthy and delicious. To help you start cooking today with soy, contact the North Dakota Soybean Council for free recipes or log on to ndsoybean.org.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall all between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Walland Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Walland Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Walland Associates, 1-800-425-4610. Based on actual cases, results may vary, not a solicitation for legal services.
Hello, it's Tom Chenault from The Tom Chenault Show. We are experts in home-based business and residual income. We show people how to make money from their home, either part-time or full-time. And in partnership with Genesis Communication Network, we've organized a team to fight back about people not having money, time, or health. And we need your help. What we want you to do is, if you've got an interest in building an organization to fight back against people taking our money, taking our time, and taking our health, we want to talk to you. All you need to do is call this number, 855-308-8326. Again, all you want to do is call 855-308-8326. 8326. You can make a tremendous amount of money and end up fighting for a great cause. Please call us right now.
North Dakota Senate scrapping income tax cuts. And a reduction. It make you glad or sad? You tell me. 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550, studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. Food fight emerging at the University of North Dakota between student government and the president. Whose side are you on that one? Best lake in North Dakota, is it Lake Minnegoshi? Well, you got another submission.
Hey, speaking of food fights, did you happen to catch on my Facebook? I think it was Ohio. They had a picture of a school lunch. It looked like a just straight, uncleaned fish on a bun.
Yeah, gross. I saw that. I quickly looked away.
Wow.
Yeah.
Are you kidding me? We're expecting our kids to eat that?
Ah. I was instantly thinking it was Photoshopped or something, but they actually were serving those? That was actually the meal they
expected? It was the NBC affiliate in Columbus, Ohio, had the story on, and that was the still that they had posted to kind of tease everybody about it. And
yeah, no, I literally almost got physically ill from it. We're going to get back to Lance here in a moment and welcome your calls, questions, and comments on any of these questions today. 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. We are in Bodno today, thanks to our friends with the State Bank of Bodno. And Pat Art's going to join us a little later on in the program. Pat's committed to this county, to this region, as the State Bank of Bodno. They are just really good folks here, locally owned. And what does that mean? That really means that they got skin in the game. They care about you. They're stakeholders here. They care about your financial well-being as well. And their employees and their directors happily support in time and money, very committed to the local causes, schools and churches and the JCs and the Bodno Winter Park and the Thunder Mountain Speedway and so many more. So State Bank of Bodno, member FDIC, equal housing lender, and soon to be in a new home. We're going to talk about with Pat a little later on in the program as well. And we chatted with Deanne earlier from the Bodno Economic Development Corporation. By the way, you can call her. I should have given you the number earlier. It's 701-228-3922 if you're interested in more of the opportunities out there. Also, for folks locally here, there's something called the Professional Development Grant Fund through contributions from the Gateway Fund of the Bodno County Loan Pool in cooperation with the City of Bodno and Bodno County. And any EDC member can apply for up to $1,000 to fund their professional development activity of choice through that Professional Development Grant Fund. Neat idea. But they are really helping this county grow, this region grow, and the prosperity through comprehensive economic development, development of local talent and leadership, and also community development, the arts and cultural, and my favorite, the recreational resources around here as well. Okay, Lance, you had another story for us to tell us a little bit. I forget what was the story about again, Lance, you were going to share?
Oh, Yeah, about North Dakota coming up on TV shows. There was a rerun of Supernatural last week, and they went to Hoople to solve crimes. And I thought, okay, that got my attention, so I watched it. And evidently they just liked the name because the town they were in was probably 10,000 to 15,000 population, divided highways, strip malls, huge convenience stores and everything. So they just took the name. But then last week on Grimm, a current NBC show, they had three criminals from Williston, Knut, Helmer, and Sven. They were from Williston. I forget the last name. I wonder, you know, I think it was Gunderson. But, yeah.
That's funny.
They never did show the town of Williston or anything like that, but that's where they were from.
A little stereotype there at all. What was the name of the show that came to Hoople?
Hoople was Supernatural. It was an episode from about 4 years ago, I think. Three, four years ago.
Interesting. By the way, I would think a show about crime in Hoople would be the shortest show in history. I don't know.
Well, it's a sci-fi show, so, yeah, it's, you know.
Don't expect accuracy, right? Okay, I got it.
No.
Yeah. Lance, you're an angel. You are. Good story. Thanks for the call. And I'm going to watch closer in those movies now to see if Lance is always the bad guy. Brian in Jamestown, you're next at 800-228-0550. Brian, what's on your mind?
Hey, good morning.
Good morning to you.
Just something about police shootings. I listen to the Hannity show at 2 o'clock periodically, and I've heard Hannity talking this, I guess you could consider it to be like a LifeLock version of concealed carry insurance, you know, to pay for legal fees after you shoot somebody. The one thing I would say is, as a law enforcement professional, if they do shoot somebody in the line of duty, the amount of legal representation they have compared to a civilian even hail in comparison to what a civilian would have to pay to get that type of legal representation. So a lot of these concealed carry proponents and everything like that, that's something to keep on your mind, too. Before you pull the trigger on somebody, it's not just, well, they were in the wrong, I was in the right. There's a long, drawn-out process after you shoot somebody, and I think every law enforcement professional deals with that. And thank God that they've got their employer to back them up when it comes to funding that legal representation. That's just another side of it I was thinking about.
That's an interesting one, without question. What bugs me is that, again, going back to the earlier caller's point of 0.003% or whatever the number is, these things happen, becoming the norm. It's the same thing with concealed carry folks. I mean, again, somebody that I'll say this. You know, are there some in the 0.003 category that are going to be concealed carry? Of course, that's in anything, that's in life. But the vast majority of the people that are law-abiding citizens that have a concealed carry permit are going to make a situation less dangerous, not more dangerous, in my mind.
And a lot of times, too, it's not necessarily the use of the weapon that really deters anything. It's just the presence of it. You know, it's pretty intimidating.
Good point, Brian. Appreciate the call. Nice to hear from you. 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. What, as you're saying, are you kidding me today, folks? I want to know. I'll give you one that has me saying it, and that's the North Dakota Senate scrapping what I would say is rather modest income tax cut. That Senate sometimes can just give you fits. Now, there is obviously less revenue, right? We talked about this. In fact, a staggering number of $5 billion less in revenue than they thought they were going to have not all that long ago. All right, so there's a lot less revenue, no question about it. I get they've got to prioritize and they've got to question everything. But guess what? You know what's on the table when we get done with this legislative session? They will grow spending the next 2 years by 6%. All right, so spending over the next 2 years is going to grow 12%. Not a lot of. How many farmers out there are spending 6% more this year than they were last year? It's not happening. Spending a lot less where they can. Obviously, input costs, you need the fuel, you need the fertilizer, right? You need the seed. But my point is, you know, everybody's tightening their belt, okay? So in my mind, maybe we spend a little less and do that. I just think it sends the wrong message. I understand what's going on, but I'm curious what you think and what the right answer is. Is it are you ticked? Or is it a smart move given the fact that there are revenue reductions? I want to know what you think. Here's a couple of answers. So Paul says, it was a nice thought when we were at $100 a barrel of oil and looking at over $9 billion in revenue, but since that's not the picture, now we can't really afford it. All right? And that's the argument that's made. We can't afford it. Well, whose money is it? So we can't afford a 6% increase each year for the next 2 years, but we can't afford to say, and by the way, what happens with the money when you say afford it? First of all, we're letting people keep their money. In my view, they spend it, right? So if I have a corporation, I get a little bit of a reduction. I get income. Maybe it's a farmer that is the difference of buying a new piece of equipment versus not with what's saved there. So I'm just saying, when you're talking about affording it, that one makes me bristle a little. Don says, our state government needs to understand that if and when they tie future expected revenues to their spending based upon a commodity, they either hedge their plan or understand they are either right or wrong. Right? Haley says, you all like things like paved roads, sewer, clean water, and police and fire protection, right? Those things cost money that taxes provide. All right, there's another argument of, okay, if we give you a tax cut, you won't have a road. That one makes me just insane. How much is enough for all that? Bill says, typical move, time to vote out each and every Republican. Wake up, we're taxed enough, time to give your residents a break. Well, Bill, I wouldn't put it all on Republicans because, well, this was a proposal from the governor and a proposal from some Republicans at both sides, the House and the Senate, Democrats have largely opposed income tax cuts. They've argued against the corporate and personal income tax reduction. So if you're throwing folks out, this isn't one party or the other. I would argue, probably, that Senate Republicans are most responsible for this particular change. It's still alive over in the House, however. Canley says, since when do the Democrats actually reduce taxes? They always try and raise them on everything. Darren says, sounds like Bill. Bill was the guy who wanted to throw Republicans out, was going to say that we are taxed enough already. Didn't he? Thought he did say that. Yeah. I don't know. Hal says, I don't know if there are enough Tea Party candidates to replace the folks that are doing that. Kevin says, if you're tired of being fleeced, you must hate the police and fire department's argument. I see that didn't take long. Yeah, exactly. I'm totally with Leon on that one. Mike and Mandan, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Tell me.
Good morning, Scott. This tax, I'm doing good. Well, not so good this morning here. Now we found out we're not going to get the tax relief that Al Carlson promised us, you know. You know, you had Rauschberger on the other day, the tax commissioner, and he said income tax sales are through the roof. And, you know, everybody, the economy's booming here in North Dakota. Why for the life of me cannot we get tax cuts, you know? Income tax. I know it ain't much. It's only a few bucks, but what the heck? Every little bit helps, you know?
Well, South Dakota doesn't have one at all.
Exactly.
You know, so, and I, by the way, you know, they are doing the property tax relief. And you know, there's a lot of tax relief there. I don't want to get to the idea that they aren't. But my point is, this is not, there was not a huge amount of money. It was, you know, to my mind, just a statement more than anything that you're right. We have a robust economy and there's a lot of bucks coming in. And while it's less than we anticipated, there's still a recognition of who's paying a lot of freight. So I'm with you. I'm frustrated. By the way, it's still alive in the House. So I would guess Al Carlson still wanted this to happen. It's not dead yet. It's just been killed in the Senate.
Well, you know, at the House, the Senate, I mean, they're both in majority. I mean, I can't see where the disconnect is here, you know.
Oh, they fight all the time. And the Senate is certainly less conservative than the House. There's no question about it. My point is, if you care, I would definitely let your, you know, let your legislators know, Republican, Democrat, House, Senate. No question about it. Because I understand the frustration and agree with it, Mike. Appreciate the call.
Right, thanks
a bunch.
God.
You bet. Take care. 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. More coming up on What's on Your Mind in Botno today.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
PetroServe USA. When you want to gas up, grab a snack, get on your way.
PetroServe USA makes everyone a winner with their $10,000 giveaway. Register to win 100 $100 gift cards given away while you share a 4-for-4 with the family. Hot Stuff Pizza, 20-ounce drink, and 2 cookies for just $4. At PetroServe USA, everyone is a winner. PetroServe USA, helping America feel better.
Genesis is defined as an origin, creation, or the beginning. Genesis Communications Network began with the mission of providing you with the kind of compelling content you're listening to now. And at GCNlive.com, you'll find a free archive of our nation's history, narrated by GCN hosts. Explore, share, and pass down to future generations. GCN is the future of talk radio, and we should always strive to learn from our past. Together, we are GCNlive.com. GCN.
North Dakota and Minnesota's leading steel building contractor is Evercorp Building Systems. Jesse Ebert, the owner, is on the phone with us. Jesse, I need a shop, an office, and a warehouse all in one. Can you take care of me?
Absolutely.
How long does the design process take?
3 weeks and you've got your blueprints.
How long is delivery going to take?
We guarantee delivery in 4 weeks.
And when am I moving in?
We're going to have that building built in 90 days.
Tell me about the quality. What goes into an Evercorp building?
All North American-made steel. We tend to put big foundations under them that are engineered by local engineers that understand the conditions, and we tend to overdo it.
How do you price this so I get the best bang for my buck, Jesse?
We use 39 plants across the U.S. That's factory direct, which means you get the best price.
Jesse, you sold me. How do I reach you to talk about my next building project?
Just call me, 612-282-9922.
Or online at evercorpbuildingsystems.com. Thanks, Jesse.
Thank you.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE. Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
Live and before the top of the hour, broadcasting live from the State Bank of Botno today on the program. And now I've got a State Bank of Botno hat, and now I have I'm sorry, Todd, to make you jealous. Todd hates this when this happens, see, because he's back at the studio. He misses out on all the fun. But I am going to take a picture of the best damn burger in town that they serve at the Herbal's Dairio here in Botno, North Dakota. And share with you. Kim Herbal is here. Hey, Kim, how you doing?
I'm good.
Good, good. Hang tight there. I want you to tell me about those burgers. I'm already drooling over that double cheeseburger special on Friday. So if you come up to find out whether I'm right that Lake Minnegoshi is the best lake in North Dakota, you got to make a stop at Herbal's Dairio. So, Mike and Minot, what's on your mind? You're next.
Is that me?
That's you, Mike. How you doing?
Okay. I moved back to North Dakota 14 years ago. I had lived down in Sioux Falls for about 10 years. And I was amazed at the difference between the property taxes on my home there and the house that I moved into, which was valued the same. South Dakota was quite a bit cheaper and no income tax. And I also remember that North Dakota was running a budget surplus all the years prior to our oil boom. It just tells me that our legislatures like to play Scrooge, and they don't want to share anything but what they can spend out there. They don't want it to go back to the people. And that's how I feel about it.
Well, that's been I will tell you this, Mike. If you look at your property tax bill over the last number of years and do some research, it's gone down. And it's gone down because of some pretty significant chunks of property tax relief. Now, where that doesn't happen is two things. One, your valuation goes up, or your local entities spend more. Right, but there's a lot of places where that relief has been there, and you can look at the, it's complicated. They do it through an education fund, but the dollars that have gone out of the state coffers back to for property tax relief pretty significant. Because you're right, well, your comparison to South Dakota and North Dakota is right, and that's one of the ways they've tried to fix it. So I don't think these guys deserve to get beat up on not having at least recognized that there was property tax relief that ought to come from all this prosperity. But my point is on this income tax side. We're not talking about a large chunk of change in the grand scheme of North Dakota's budget. And if you're spending 6% more over the next 2 years, that one getting, being put on the cutting room floor, I don't like it. So, but check your tax bill and let me know if I'm wrong. Sean and Bismarck, you're next on What's on Your Mind.
Hi, Steve. I'd just like to say that I agree that they did cut the taxes down. But it seems like when they give you these tax decreases, then you turn around and your city raises your taxes, and the park board all of a sudden they want to change their mill levies to get more tax for the money they lost. And
You're absolutely right. Who do you blame for that, though? I don't blame the state legislators. I blame folks at the county commission level or the city council level or the park board that are saying, oh, okay, we can spend a little more now because we have this offset on the state side.
Great, but I guess I voted against Measure 2 the first time it came out, and I figured, well, we'll let the legislature deal with it and fix the problem because it's best that it's left in their hands. But I think if the measure comes up again and people are frustrated with it, I think it'll pass flying color this time.
Well, that's why it's important on this debate. No question about it. Sean, thanks for the call. Appreciate it very much. Kim Erbel is here. So the best hamburgers in town, huh?
The best hamburgers in town.
And you've been in this food game flipping burgers for like four decades.
A long time. Yeah. 41 years.
So would this contend for like best burger in North Dakota?
I would say yeah, but you got to come and have one yourself and check it out. And I haven't had really ever any complaints on the burgers.
Well, you had me at hello, so I'll be having one at noon.
Awesome.
I'm looking forward to that. Why? What makes it the best?
I use fresh burger every day. We get it locally ground from our meat department down here at Mattern Meats, and they do an excellent job for us. And here we are. We're still here. Like I've been in Botany now 23 years and still going strong.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
It's one of those places you just have to come when you come to town. So remember Herbal's Dario. And I told Todd earlier that I kind of like that O thing on the end. I'm thinking of, switching her up to Scott O, or we're going to call him Todd O. Or how did that come to be?
I owned a Dairy Queen at one time. And
where at?
Up in Rolla, North Dakota.
Good old Rolla, huh?
Good old Rolla. Had a great time there. Was there 10 years. Went down and helped my brother-in-law in Valley City, and they had a place called Dario, and just took that name from there. And my folks owned the Dairy Queen here in town, and just always been in the fast food. And here I am still going. My daughter, she is my right arm. She has been there 9 years now, and hopefully someday she'll take it over.
That's awesome. And it's the lunch spot in Botany, I understand.
It's been busy. It's been good.
North End of Maine, right?
North End of Maine.
Yeah.
You bet. Big blue and white building. Can't miss it.
Can't miss you. All right. Well, I'll be over there for lunch today.
We will make sure that we treat you right.
Thank you for the T-shirt.
You bet. I'm glad I hope you wear it, and I hope you show it off, and I hope you can look at me and say, hey, you're right. They are the best hamburgers in town.
Exactly right. Now, does anybody come in and say, could you say best dime burgers?
I have had one lady.
Did you?
Yeah. That did say that. And she goes, I really like your shirts, but I don't like that word on there. And I said, it could be a lot worse. She goes, you are right. it's been good.
Keep the word. Put a beaver on it.
What's that, Todd?
Keep the word, put a beaver on it, everything will be fine.
Yeah, that's right. Perfect. Yeah, the next generation of T-shirts, you can throw a beaver on there.
There you go. Yeah,
exactly right. All right, thanks, Kim. Good
you
to see
bet.
You.
Yep. Seeing you. See you later. Thanks.
All right, looking forward to it. You Double bet. Cheeseburger special today. Oh, baby. Get this show done, would you? More coming up on What's on Your Mind live from the State Bank of Botno today. You know, What's in Your Town tour. Don't go away.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Did you know MyPillow is the official pillow of the National Sleep Foundation? That is quite an honor, folks. And you know what? It's for good reason. This pillow is unbelievable. It adjusts to any sleep position. It does that with a very unique patented interlocking fill system. It also stays cool. There's no tossing or turning. Talked to one guy who said, you know, I used to have a pillow on the floor and swap it out every time I'd wake up from my pillow being too hot. Now I got the pillow you got, Scott, and the thing is unbelievable. It stays cool all night long. That's right. It's machine washable and dryable. It's non-allergenic. And the bottom line is it will not go flat. There's a 10-year warranty to back it up. 60-night money-back guarantee. That's how much we know you're going to love it. 2-for-1 pillow right now on the original classic deal to celebrate the official National Sleep Foundation pillow. Go to MyPillow.com, use the promo code Scott, and take advantage of that half-price deal, but hurry, hurry, hurry. MyPillow.com, promo code Scott, or call this number, 800-506-9028. 800-506-9028.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with 2 black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates. 1-800-425-4610.
Based on actual cases, results may vary, not a solicitation for legal services.
Attention taxpayers, if you've received a notice from the IRS or state, do not ignore it. It's also a big mistake to try and handle your tax problem on your own. If you owe back taxes, it's a fact that the government has the power to take everything you own, including your home, business, wages, savings, and your freedom. But here's the good news. There's a special toll-free tax hotline set up especially for you. This tax hotline will tell you about new programs that are geared to help you dramatically settle, reduce, or eliminate what you owe. But you have to call now. Take down this number or put it in your cell phone. But call 877-345-7645. That's 877-345-7645. When you call, you get free information on how you can reduce or eliminate back taxes, including penalties and interest. You can also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you've been entered into a payment plan but can't make the payments. Don't make the big mistake in thinking you can ignore or handle your tax problem on your own. You can stop the collection process immediately at 1-877-345-7645. That's 1-877-345-7645. 1-877-345-7645.